John Walden here. Let me read you a verse from the last book in the Bible, the 16th verse of Malachi chapter 3. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. That lovely verse. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Choice gossip? Oh, no. They spoke about the thing that was most upon their hearts. There are two key words here. One is the word spoke or spake in the Old English, and the other is the word thought. You speak what you think. Not everything you think, of course, but everything that you speak must have been something that you thought. And in fact, we are told, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So what you think about the most will be what you will speak about the most. What do you talk about when you meet another Christian? Now, if you're not saved, I know one thing, you don't talk about the Lord Jesus, and you don't want us to talk about the Lord Jesus. I've often wondered how unsaved people ever expect to get to heaven at last, or ever expect to be at home if they do get there, when they don't want to hear about the Lord Jesus here. And that's all they talk about and sing about in heaven. He's the center of everything. If you're not a believer, your heart is not filled with thoughts of himself and his lovely name. But those of us who know the Lord think upon his name, and that's why we have something to talk about when we meet each other. If you'd spend a little time thinking on his name, this means that you would think upon the name of Jesus, which means Savior. And as you think upon the Lord Jesus as your Savior, think what would happen. Your heart would be filled with thankfulness as you remember what he has saved you from. And of course, it isn't only his name, Jesus, but then all of his titles, too. And I think there are something like 110 of these titles in the New Testament, titles given to the Lord Jesus. He is our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our bright morning star. He's our high priest, our advocate, and so on. And each one of these titles can be one of the names of the Lord Jesus that we think about. You could meditate on the Lord Jesus and his various names from now on and never exhaust them. How much time we as Christians waste just plain gossiping, talking about nothing, when we could be speaking about him. Now, it says here that those who feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. It might be a good thing if you remember this the next time you're talking to someone else, that the Lord is hearkening and hearing. Hearkening means listening. He is listening because he wants to hear what his people have to say. He listened to his Son, the Lord Jesus, the years that he was here upon this earth, and he witnessed from heaven that he was pleased, delighted with the words and the works of our blessed Lord Jesus himself. Is he delighted with your words? Or does he hear harsh words spoken about some other Christian? Or does he hear grumbling words about your circumstances? I'm afraid we wouldn't be very happy to think of the Lord hearing our words. And then it says that he caused a book of remembrance to be written. And so these things are put down in his book. The idle words, I judge, are put down too, because he says, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of in that day. At the judgment seat of Christ, this doesn't mean the judgment of the great white throne, because Christians will not be at the judgment of the great white throne. Our sins have already been judged. But our works and our lives will be judged. And when the Lord looks over our record, I hope that he'll be glad, because he heard us speaking to one another about the Lord Jesus. He might also hear us witnessing to unbelievers about the Lord Jesus, because you have some neighbors who don't know him, and I hope you'll have a good word to say to them about the Savior as well. This will be easy if our hearts are filled with thoughts of his name. Our Father, we thank thee for the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank thee for his work, and we thank thee for his present intercession. And we thank thee for such a wonderful subject to talk about when we meet others. Bless these thoughts to us, we pray, in his precious name. Amen.